Well, the big announcement from Donald Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate down in Florida on Tuesday night, Trump announcing a third run for the White House. Did he connect with the public and hit the nail on the head, so to speak? What's your analysis?
Well, for some of the public, Donald Trump certainly hit the nail on the head. Those that love him, love him. And those that are worried about him, well, they're even more worried.
Why do you say that?
Well, there are people who believe he can be the nominee for the Republican Party in 2024, that he could be competitive. And then there are those who are more have more immediate concerns and saying, why now? Couldn't he be interfering with the Georgia runoff for the U.S. Senate race between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker? Could he, Donald Trump, by doing this, turn that race in the wrong direction for the Republicans?
Will the lack of a red wave in the midterms, Hank, hurt Trump?
The lack of a red wave in the midterms will absolutely hurt Trump. It was expected that the Republicans would do much better. They didn't. They didn't take the Senate. They, frankly, lost seats around the country. They lost governor's races. It wasn't a great day, and they didn't pick up the number of seats they thought they would get in the United States House of Representatives, although they still likely have a majority there going into the new year. But Trump is being blamed for those losses. He's being blamed for the lack of movement further ahead and into control by his own party.
Do you foresee Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declaring his bid for the GOP nod for president?
Ron DeSantis will be smarter. He'll declare his nod at the time he thinks most appropriate, and the most appropriate time is not now. People who do anything to interfere potentially with the Warnock-Walker outcome in Georgia with that Senate race could, you know, frankly, make it a 50-50 or a 51-49 to the Democrats in control of the Senate for the next ump-de-ump. You know, it's not good to interfere with that right now.
Now, of course, DeSantis just won another term as governor down in Florida, and some are saying he should serve out his term till 2026 and then run for president in 2028. And possibly, if Trump receives the nomination, the GOP nod for president, that DeSantis should serve as Trump's VP. Your thoughts?
Well, those are the pro-Trumpers saying that they think DeSantis should wait. The reality is that DeSantis, helped to a good extent by Trump's words and his support around the country, is a real player. He turned the state of Florida from winning to red, winning under his term, picking up during his election Democrat congressional seats, sweeping the entire statewide ticket. He's a serious guy, and he will start to bring in real numbers and support in the Deep South, places where Trump thought he would do very well and continue to do well. Why? The Republicans want the White House back. They want to hold the Senate. If they want to get the Senate back, if they can. And the best way to get there is not through controversy, but rather through a clean campaign run by Ron DeSantis, a governor. And governors, by the way, have higher probabilities over time, if we look at history, of being elected president, not anyone else.
Should Trump endorse GOP candidate Herschel Walker in the special runoff December 6th in Georgia, or should he just steer clear of that for now?
Trump should stay away from that race, and it would have been better for the Republicans if he hadn't announced his presidential bid. Anytime he shows up, he interferes in the outcomes and could. And this is a gamble. Trump is gambling that just because he announced won't hurt Herschel Walker. Walker will win and he'll be a hero. It may not work out that way.
Who else do you expect to declare for the GOP nomination for president?
The good expectation is that nobody else would declare this year, certainly. Why? Why do it now? What do you gain? Trump needs it because he needs to put his imprint on the party. He needs to keep his supporters within the party, the Trump supporters, happy and excited and moving along. He needs to somehow prove that his persona does not interfere with positive outcomes for Republicans. And also he needs to interfere with potential criminal and civil cases that are being even talked about against him. This does it.
Of course, a state Republican Party Chairman Nick Langworthy is heading down to Washington, D.C. Who do you expect to emerge as a new state Republican Party chair?
Hard to say. I mean, they you know, someone who actually has the capacity to raise money, to organize, and to not be a showboat but get the job done. Someone like Shel Farley, who's been the finance chair for the state Republican Party, who's respected and well-liked from Staten Island up to Ogdensburg. North, south to north would be somebody who'd fit that role. An insider, capacity to raise money, and trusted.
And Hank, any other thoughts as we come out of the midterms and post-Trump announcement?
Post-Trump announcement should be, for the Republicans, hopefully his last announcement. He brings a certain portion of the party, but the truth is they will be Republicans anyway. They're Trumpers now for the moment, but Trump may frankly have outlived his usefulness for the Republicans. Why? Look at the results from Election Day. He was the issue in many cases. There have been no protests about elections being stolen or all kinds of other craziness around the country. Trump's time may just have passed.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.